to lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right,
here we are, still on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, with your host Matt here for another 1.5 hours. Really interesting mix of sounds you're going to hear from both here in Canada, some fresh sounds from Vancouver specifically, and in the first half of the show, lots of music from Australia, both past and present. I always play the older Australian music first. Music no doubt you would not have heard unless you were really, really curious and doing your own research. But who knows? I mean, actually, the band I'm going to play for you today is Hunters and Collectors. And I guess they became pretty, I guess, a mainstream band towards the second half of their career. I don't know how well known they are in these parts. They did tour at least the United States for a time. They had a little bit of success, I think, through the college network with one album in particular, but generally they were kind of an Australian kind of pub rock band that stepped up and became popular enough to, I guess, eventually get played on commercial radio with a few big hits. But I'm going to go back to their first album, do a little retrospective of some of their recordings with what little time I have. It's interesting doing this show, like learning about the music from my own country that I never really knew. I mean, I guess I wasn't of the age to have known about this band when they started, and listening to them now, like this is really cool stuff you're going to hear. Some interesting kraut rock sort of influenced, almost post-punk, groovy kind of music. And they really changed. They became more of a straight, more melodic rock band. And I'm going to be featuring some of their later stuff and, I guess, a couple of their hits. So you'll hear a real contrast with this band. So I'm talking about Hunters and Collectors. They're basically, people call them sort of like an art funk collective, or at least when they first started. They were like a whole bunch of guys, at least six of them, who had kind of ramshackle gigs. And with a really talented singer and songwriter, by the name of Mark Seymour, who's quite lyrically gifted, and he was, of course, the main driving creative force of the band the whole time. So anyway, yeah, they did start out with kind of a kraut rock kind of sound with flavor. So I'm going to play for you two tracks right now from their very first album, which came out in 1983. Let's hear this now. And I'm going to play from about four or five separate albums. But again, I'm going to miss huge chunks of them. I'm only going to play a handful of songs, just to get a sense of what this band was all about. So they were from Melbourne, by the way. They formed in 1981. And interestingly, so Mark Seymour, the guitarist and songwriter, is actually a sibling of the Seymour chap in Crowded House. So there you go. And, of course, later on the show, we're going to be playing Canadian music, featuring pretty much mostly local music today here in Vancouver, because we have two festivals on the weekend. We have Noise Fest coming up. I'm going to play for you one of the bands playing Noise Fest. They're called Nurse. And then a few of the bands playing at the Catsalano Festival, which is in Kitsilano this weekend in Vancouver. But anyway, let's start out with Hunters and Collectors. I'm actually going to read you. This is interesting. This is the LP I'm holding in my hand, so the actual vinyl copy of this record here in the station. It looked like it got played a lot way back. Like back in the days, they used to write... I guess every DJ had to write the date, the time they played it, and ticket and sign it or something. It's a pretty involved kind of system. And often I'll go through and find these old Australian records and, like, you know, no one's played them, or like one person in 1989 or something. But this one's got a whole bunch of people, like lots and lots of people. And someone wrote in a black texter on the front. I'll just read out exactly what they said. So, debut album from this highly acclaimed Australian group, now residing in London. Dense, pulsating, sound somewhat comparable to Echo and the Bunnymen, or even a slightly more rhythmic Birthday Party. The group sounds very accomplished with the aid of producer Mike Howlett, occasionally employing studio gimmicks such as voice and instrument echo. Nevertheless, a clean sound sometimes quite unexpectedly punctuates by the odd horn. Despite the above comparisons, Hunters and Collectors are in a league by themselves. Talking to a Stranger and Run, Run, Run are the two outstanding cuts on this album, and those are the two tracks I'm going to play for you now. So this is Hunters and Collectors from Melbourne, Australia, going right back to 1983.
lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
And we're back here on CITR Radio. This is 101.9 FM on your dial or wherever you are listening online. Also reachable on podcast anytime. Go to the Google search engine and type in Oz Stranded. That's OzStranded for your weekly fix if you want to download at your leisure. There's over 100 podcasts there. So my name's Matt, and this is a weekly show on Australian and Canadian music. You heard two tracks going way back till 1983 there from the debut album from Hunters and Collectors. So this is a band that's been on my list to feature, I guess, one of the real classic Australian pub rock bands that did start, as you heard there, with kind of more art rock sort of leanings. And they got less angular as their career progressed, and they pretty much became a commercial radio band towards the later part of their career. But, you know, don't hold that against them. They're still well regarded as an extraordinary live band, and the singer Mark Seymour, very well respected. And their song Throw Your Arms Around Me has been covered by a lot of people, including Pearl Jam, who plays that song in their live set occasionally. Anyway, so let's keep going. So I'm doing a bit of a feature here, retrospective on some of the vinyl copies actually that I found here in the record library at CITR. So first up there, we heard those two tracks from the debut from 1983. So let's play three more tracks now from various albums. We're going to go next to Jaws of Life from 1984. I'm going to play you the track It's Early Days Yet. And after that, we're going to play you the next album, which was came out in 1987. The album was called What's a Few Men, but interestingly, it was released here in North America under the title Fate. And it included an extra track, which apparently ended up being picked up on college radio here in North America, called Back on the Breadline. So that's what I'm going to play for you. Funnily enough, it wasn't included in the original Australian. So maybe they really recorded this song specifically to try to get some kind of leverage over here. Who knows? I don't know how that worked back then. But anyway, so the original title of the album, What's a Few Men, just interestingly, that is drawn from Albert Facey's memoir, A Fortunate Life, that term, What's a Few Men. I highly recommend that book. Anyone who's interested at all in Australian culture or history, A Fortunate Life is an unbelievably moving a true story written by a man. He was quite elderly. Just an amazing man. And he just started writing his memoirs after a life of work and hardship and toil for his family and his beliefs. And through a quirk of fate, somebody happened to hand the manuscript that he wrote just for his family to a publisher. And it was just an amazing read of a man who lived a full life with a great humility and strength and never sought fame or fortune. But this book, A Fortunate Life, became this really huge book in Australia. And you know, the sort of thing, I think I even had to read it in school, you know, but it wasn't so bad because it was actually really good. Anyway, so the book's called A Fortunate Life by Albert Facey. So that's what the Hunters and Collectors album, What's a Few Men, was named after, that expression that came from that book. But as I say, it was released here in North America under the name Fate, the album. So I'm going to play you Back on the Breadline, a track from that. And then finally, the third track I'll play you is from an EP called Living Daylight. And you're going to hear the song January Rain. So this will be interesting to hear how the sound of the band sort of changed over the next few years after their debut in 1983. So, Let's go further into the 1980s, close to 1990. This is Hunters and Collectors we're playing. So let's hear some more tracks from them now from the past.
Sure of your position, a moment before you got Summer, too, the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Deathlok, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour hitting Vancouver, August 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre with special guest Gojira. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Scrape Records, and UnionEvents.com.
Okay, this is CITR 101.9 FM and Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Coming up later in the show, I'm going to be playing for you some tracks from the drone band Nurse, who are from Vancouver, and they're playing at Noise Fest this weekend, and also playing you a few bands that are playing at the Catalano Festival also this weekend in Vancouver, and let's hope for some sun. We deserve it. Today's not looking the best, but anyway... let's keep our hopes up. So you'll hear some local Vancouver music later on. But yeah, now we're still heading through the back catalogue of Hunters and Collectors in my own little ramshackle way that's very incomplete and just with what I can, with what little time I have here. And I really didn't know much about Hunters and Collectors. I grew up in Australia, and this is, you know, a great band. Many people know, and I just, for whatever reason, I wasn't old enough to be into them when they were... starting out or whatever. And then I guess, you know, around the early 90s when grunge hit and all that and the alternative sound, I guess Hunters and Collectors were put in that category by that stage of kind of a mainstream band, as you're going to hear in the next few tracks. They didn't appeal to me at the time, but I always like going back and revisiting and seeing what this music was about. Similar to, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I played that album from INXS from 1992, you know, that was ignored across the board for the most part because it just hit at the wrong time, 1992. Well, everyone was looking at Seattle and this kind of stripped-back grunge sound, you know, the kind of the bombast of INXS wasn't really what people were looking for at the time. And... but yeah, the Hunters and Collectors, this album, I remember seeing this, I'm going to play for you two tracks from this album called Cut, and I remember seeing this CD everywhere, like in the shops and stuff, and
it was a pretty popular album, I believe. But yeah, I just never, I never heard it until now. And I should say, yeah, I'm playing these too because thanks again to the mystery person who dropped off a whole bunch of Australian CDs to me last, I guess it was late last year. I've been slowly going through them. Thanks again, mystery person who didn't leave their name, but I really appreciate it because you've helped me to revisit and explore this music that I never got a chance to before. Okay, so we're talking about hunters and collectors, so now we're heading into the 90s, so let's play a few tracks from, I'll tell you what the albums are going to be. Ghost Nation came out in 1989. I was just doing some research. It was their least well-regarded album. It wasn't particularly good, apparently, but the first track, When the River Runs Dry, is a pretty strong single, and that's one of their probably most well-known songs. And then, yeah, so this album, Cut, which came out in 1992. I'm going to play for you two tracks, Head Above Water and Holy Grail, again, another really well-known song from the band Hunters and Collectors. So here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So three more tracks from the Hunters and Collectors from Melbourne, Australia. And yeah, then we'll play some new music.
Children, never gonna die. You will 地为您服务，请打热电话8182892616。
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of The Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The Nostril Mix.
Oh! So how...
In the biggest army the world has ever seen. We were marching as one,
on the road to the Holy Grail. Started out seeking fortune and glory. It's a short song, but it's a hell of a story when you spend your lifetime trying to get your hands on the Holy Grail. But have you heard about the Great Crusade? We ran into millions and nobody got paid. Yeah, we raised four corners of the globe for the Holy Grail. When we stumble on the Holy Grail, we were full of beans, but we were dying like flies. And those big black birds, they were circling in the sky. And you know what they say? Yeah, nobody deserves to die. Why I've been searching for an easy way to escape the cold light of day. I've been high and I've been low, but I got nowhere else to go. There's nowhere else to go.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Rightio, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and that was a pretty popular song in Australia. So that was Hunters and Collectors. So if you've been listening from the start of the show, you'll hear a real evolution in the sound of the band. I mean, like my taste now, I wish I'd known about them. I guess I was way too young. I never would have appreciated it in 1983, but that was cool. The first few tracks from way back, really neat. Kraut rock inspired, kind of art rock. And they really didn't they change? Those later hits are very strong, very, very strong songs for, you know, different, a different time, different purpose. So that was a retrospective there on Hunters and Collectors as best I could in this short time. Of course, they've got a huge amount of other music. Let's count how many records. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Looks like 10 full releases between 1982 and 1998. And so post breakup, Mark Seymour, a very gifted songwriter that he is and performer, has had a long
a long solo career. So I guess they're really big song, which I think I'm going to play for you right at the end of the show. So keep your ears peeled. Throw Your Arms Around Me is like the real classic. It's been performed by so many people and covered by including, you know, Crowded House, Pearl Jam. And it was, always voted in all those top 30 lists of best Australian songs of all time. So how about we wait till the end to play that? It's one of those kind of cigarette lighter in the air kind of, you know, final song of the encore kind of songs anyway. So I'll let you hanging on tender hooks for that. I'll be right back after this with some Canadian music.
July 25th to 28th is the UBC Blueberry Fest. Come to the corner of Main Mall and Agricultural Road from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a full day of family fun, featuring locally grown produce, a chef demo, a performance by the electro folk band Fiddlesticks, and so much more. CITR and Peanut Butter and Jams will also be broadcasting live from the festival on the 25th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, visit food.ubc.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, so we're here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and now let's bring it back local. This show is broadcast from UBC campus, CITR Radio in Vancouver. And this weekend, there's a couple of festivals on. The first one I'm going to introduce you to is Noise Fest. So this is for people who like some more avant-garde sort of music. There's a great noise scene, I guess, in every major city, but here there is. I've been introduced to it through some friends, and I'm going to play for you a band playing at a Noise Fest. It's over 3 days, so Friday, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight it's at Art Bank from 7 p.m. Saturday from 7 p.m. also, and then at the Rickshaw, and Sunday at Art Bank again. So all sorts of groups here. We've got John Weiss from LA. We have the Psychic Tuberculosis. We have Whip of the UFO, Spinal Extractor, Taskmaster, Cerebral Anoxia, lots of great, interesting band names. So there'll be some sounds there at this festival that will blow your mind, I'm sure. So I'm going to, let's take it down a notch and let's really get into the vibe for Nurse here. So Nurse is a local group who are part of what I guess you'd call the drone genre of music. I'm going to tell you, this is what they have up on their SoundCloud as describing them. So Nurse is a group of tonal alchemists that intend to create free improvisational continuum music. Nurse are comprised of two basses, one full of riffs, the other a distorted drone, a haunted slide guitar, and one constant drone guitar, thus providing the continuum. A wash of space synths makes this spare dronescape lush. Nurse are based in the rainforest that is Vancouver, BC. Nurse prescribe heady medication. So here's musical medication for you from Nurse. I hope you're in the mood for this. I'm gonna play you two full tracks. And one is 7 minutes. I think the other one's 8 minutes. So let's get into it. You're not gonna hear a shred of vocals here. This is music to sit back and turn your headspace in a certain direction towards and go for the ride, and you can experience Nurse at Noise Fest. They're actually playing 4:30 p.m. In the afternoon on Sunday at Art Bank, the venue, $5 at the door. Here we go. Here's some drone music from local Vancouver band Nurse.
Thank you. listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and that was a track there from a local band here in Vancouver called Nurse. They are self-described tonal alchemists. This is drone music that you can hear them play that. I'm sure they'll play that song, that track, or possibly one of their other tracks here that's on their SoundCloud page. They're going to play this weekend at Noise Fest in Vancouver along with a whole bunch of other bands. It's a three-day festival. Nurse is playing on the Sunday part of the festival, which is between 2 and 6 p.m. at Art Bank. I wanted to play if you're going. We're in the mood. Let's keep going with the drone. This is Nurse. I hope you enjoy this. Something different on the show. My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You are listening to live radio here, CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And we just heard there another track there from Nurse, some wonderful hypnotic drone music. And you can catch Nurse featuring the amazing talents of Matthew Klassen on the guitar there, and on synths you have Patrick Beattie, a well-known local musician. And you can catch them at Noise Fest, Vancouver Noise Fest, this weekend. The whole festival goes for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Nurse plays at approximately 4:30 on Sunday, and the venue is Art Bank. You can find out more, go to Facebook, find Vancouver Noise Fest 2012. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. You can find old shows by going to the blog, go to Google and type in Oz Stranded, and the blog will come out with lots of podcasts. Now, this weekend in Vancouver is the Kitsilano Festival down at West 4th Avenue in Kitsilano. And I'm going to play for you a couple of the acts playing. Now, there's 40 bands playing over 10 blocks. It's a big free street party, one of the best kind of events during the summer here in the city. I'm going to play for you Catherine Calder, the first track off her latest album. And then also Chains of Love, of course, featuring the wonderful Nathalia on vocals, a real powerhouse and performer. Their album is Strange Grey Days. So let's hear a couple of tracks from the performers at Kitsilano Festival, Saturday, July 21st, this weekend in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Saturday, July 21st, is the Catalano Music and Art Festival, Vancouver's biggest free outdoor music event, featuring six stages showcasing over 30 of Vancouver's top musical performers, including the Zolas, Ben Sinister, Jeremy Fisher, Catherine Calder, Lady Hawk, Siskiyou, and many, many more. Plus, eclectic pods of distinctive local artisans, street performers, and a host of other festivities. Stroll down West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald's, and you'll be captivated by the electric energy of the festival. Don't miss it.
So there you have it, the Catalano Festival down on West 4th Avenue in Vancouver on Saturday 21st, rain, hail, or shine. You heard Catherine Calder and Chains of Love, who are both playing. That's the show. African Rhythm's up next. And as promised, I'm going to leave you with the classic from Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me. If you just tuned in, I did a big retrospective on the Hunters and Collectors. They're a band from Melbourne. Went through the back catalogue, but this is the song that's kind of the, you know, put your cigarette lighter in the air and sing along. It's the rite of passage for young Australians to get drunk, I guess, and sing this at the top of their lungs. Been covered numerous times by lots of people. Here we go. This is Throw Your Arms Around Me, Hunters and Collectors. Good night. So there you have it, Catalano Festival, rain, hail or shine on Saturday the 21st down on 4th Avenue, West 4th in Vancouver. And I play for you two of the acts playing Catherine Calder and also Chains of Love. So that's it for the show. African Rhythm's up next. And as promised, let's leave you with the classic from Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me. If you just tuned in, I did a full retrospective, well, as best I could, patch together a retrospective of the Hunters and Collectors back catalogue. And I thought I'd play for you this song right at the end because it's the classic kind of cigarette lighter in the air, big heartfelt ballad that is like a rite of passage for young Australians to get drunk and sing at the top of their lungs. So here we go. This is Hunters and Collectors. The song is called Throw Your Arms Around Me from 1986, which has been covered numerous times. Pearl Jam, actually, Eddie Vedder's a big fan of the band. He played this a fair few times in concert. Here we go. Good night. Thanks for listening. This is Hunters and Collectors.